This show furnished by Abir Cohen Trezon and Sallow.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles. This is Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome to the Axe Law Hour, heard every Saturday at noon, providing you with solid information from our good friends at Abir Cohen, Trezon, and Sallow, the Axe Law Firm. That's A-C-T-S Law. Find him at axelaw.com. Knowledge is power, and power is knowledge. The Axe Law Hour wants to empower you. And now here he is, managing partner and host of the Axe Law Firm, Danny Abir, along with me, Lorraine Love.
Good afternoon, Lorraine.
Good afternoon. Good. We've got a friend with us again today.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
It's like the three of us every week.
My dear partner, Danny Abir and Lorraine Love. How you guys doing?
We're good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Everybody have a good Christmas?
Had a great Christmas. It was actually very calming and nothing out of the ordinary. Just spent time with the kids and family.
Oh, good.
It was really nice.
Oh,
how was yours?
It was good. My cousin got ill, so we had to cancel Christmas at my aunt's. So my sisters and myself decided what were we going to do. So we went to Disneyland.
Oh, you
and
did?
And had brunch or like a late lunch, I guess, at Storybook Cafe at the Grand Californian and kind of did the Disney thing for Christmas, which wasn't expected, but it was fun.
Was it busy at Disney?
Oh, my gosh. It was so busy. Inside the park, it was like 92% full. And then, you know, this past week, the park had a power outage, and they had to have people out. So it's been crazy there. But it was fun. It was fun on Disneyland. I have something for you. Your present came in.
Oh, my
God.
So
here you go.
On air. Giving me a present. Can I open it on air?
Yeah, open it.
Really? Okay.
Yes, go ahead. It was back ordered. Or I guess not backordered. They just didn't give it to me in time, I guess I should say.
Oh, my God. It's a shirt. Let's see. Hold on. Well, I'll let Danny read it.
Hashtag go see Alex.
Go see Alex.
I know
Alex,
you. See? Our minds.
This is amazing. This is amazing.
Do you love it?
I love it so much.
It is so you, Alex.
It's funny because there was a time that I shared on the radio how I get a lot of people calling me.
Right.
Not a lot of us in this field of insurance coverage and being a policyholder advocate, fighting insurance companies for policy language, pushing the envelope, making new law whenever you can, and really advocating these insurance policies. And so a lot of times I ask a potential client, how did you hear of me? And they say, one of your former clients said, go see Alex. And that has become a phrase in the office. I said, oh, go see Alex. And now,
talked about it a few weeks ago and it was trending on Twitter.
You see, this is the thing. Lorraine just said we have Alex here again. It's just the three of us. I'm actually putting my money where my mouth is.
Okay.
Go see Alex.
Go see
Alex. We're bringing Alex. So we're bringing Alex to see Alex.
And I put my money in the shirt, right?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was
beautiful. So you'll have to wear that.
I will wear that to the office now.
I was really bummed. I ordered it and gave you guys your presents last week, and that part was missing. So we have it now.
One of the things that the listeners and those who have not worked or had the pleasure to work with Alex don't know about is Alex's infectious smile. He has this energy.
Right.
Like whoever's around him really just gravitates towards.
Right.
And I have this game that I play because the office is right next door to Westfield Mall.
Oh, right,
City.
Right.
So whenever we go out to lunch with everybody at the office and Alex is with us, literally every few steps we have to stop because somebody knows Alex and they stop and say hi. So I call it the 10 steps of Alexander Cohen. And it just, there's that guy. We're planning on doing the hashtag go see Alex so that one day he will run for mayor.
Oh,
I've had ambitions of that.
Oh, you have?
For sure. Yes.
Good for you. You should.
Yes, I've had a lot of ambitions about that, and my partners and co-workers always nudge me you know.
And I think you'd be a very good mayor.
You would be good. And you know, you're so positive and you have such, like Danny said, such great energy all the time. It's infectious. Even in here, you come in here, you do a few jumping jacks before we go on the
exactly.
air.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get my blood pumping before
I go. Get your blood pumping.
Yeah. I want to do my best for the audience.
Yeah.
You know, bring in the knowledge and try to, level the playing field as best as I can, mm-hmm. as best as we can. It's not just me, it's a big firm.
Right.
And, you know, our goal, our motto in our office has been, you know, to deal with people with integrity, deal with people with insurance companies and your adversaries and everyone with, transparency, openness, honesty. Right. and having integrity. And all those components builds trust with people. So,
yeah, and you have such a huge amount of repeat business as far as referral business,
oh, yeah.
people referring to you, go see Alex. And that's a huge compliment to you and the firm.
Thank you. We've been very fortunate. We have a fantastic team, managing partner, litigation partner, the whole works, and people have been really trusting our services and knowledge in this particular industry. And I got to tell you, it's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of hard work.
Right.
You know,
you guys do work very hard.
It's very hard. It's honestly, I want to say it's almost like 24/7. It's almost
Alex was,
it almost feels
the office
like that.
Was closed yesterday.
Uh-huh.
We let everybody off on Friday.
Right.
And the Friday before for Christmas.
Nice.
But both days. Alex has been in the office basically all day.
Wow.
Holding down.
I saw him at the office yesterday.
Well, so you were there too. You're just as hard of a worker, Danny.
We all are. We try to, like I said, our goal is to.
And if you treat people right,
right.
I mean, it's a testament, right? You treat people right, people come back, they refer people, and then people in the office.
Yeah, that's the part of it. I always, one of the things I think I'm proud of is I always say I've never lost anyone who I did not want to, who I wished to keep.
Right.
In other words, I've never had an associate. I've never had a paralegal secretary, somebody that I really wanted to make sure they are there and they don't leave. I've never had one that
right.
has left. And there are a few people at the office that I've actually threatened that if you ever leave.
No, but that's a testament, right? If you have good employees, you got to surround yourself with good people. I know in all the stuff that I've done, it's like I treat the janitor the same way I treat, you know, all the way up to the president. I mean, you have to treat everybody with the same respect and dignity because everybody has a job and everybody's job makes everything go and makes the whole thing a well-oiled machine. And
You're
everybody
correct.
Has a part in that.
Correct. Correct.
That kind of attitude, if you look at any organization,
right.
any business, it actually, funny enough, goes all the way up to the president of the United States or president of any country.
Right.
That attitude, the way they look at those around them, the way that they project themselves, makes everything else follow.
Right.
I mean, you go into any organization, and I learned this very early on in my career, where I was with a firm here in Los Angeles, and then I moved to New York with the same firm,
right.
but with the New York office.
Okay.
And the New York office was night and day different than the LA office, and I had to understand what it was that caused that. And the thing I learned was that the managing part, whoever ran or managed that practice or that firm, that attitude, that mindset, the way they ran things trickled down to everybody else in that organization.
It does.
And it makes a huge difference in the way they treat each other, in the way they feel about their work, in the way they treat their clients. Everything is affected. And one of the things about Alex, and we're going to now move to another topic in a second, but the one last thing about Alex,
no.
I truly believe he's the quintessential plaintiff's lawyer.
Right.
For those who don't know, I mean, you have two different types of lawyers. You have basically defense lawyers and plaintiff's lawyers.
Right.
Plaintiff's lawyers tend to work on contingency, not hourly, but they are there to represent David versus Goliath.
Right.
And ever since I've known Alex, which is now over 25 years, it's basically I've known a person who's been fighting for David from day one before he even became a lawyer.
Oh, wow.
And that attitude, that's what you want in a plaintiff's lawyer.
Yeah.
And that's basically, I think, what projects to the clients as well.
That's awesome.
That's amazing. Thank you, Danny. Thank
that's
you.
So that's awesome.
Very kind of you.
All true. Now, this show, Every show you turn on TV right now, you turn on CNN, you turn on MSNBC, everybody's talking about a year in review.
Yes, what was the year in review?
Yeah, 2017 was a year filled with political news, unfortunately. But there were a lot of other pieces of news that we can talk about. And what I thought we'll talk about in this show after the break is that we're going to discuss the year in review in terms of events, non-political events that had legal ramifications. And we're going to talk about those legal ramifications how it affects people. And right after this break.
Okay, perfect. Yes, because I do think in 2017, we laughed, we cried, we screamed, we yelled, we did it all. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to talk about the 2017 year in review with our guest lawyer, Alex Cohen, #GoSeeAlex. You can call us at 800-222-5222 if you have any questions or if you want to bring up anything about what you feel happened in 2017. We'd love to talk to you. You're listening to the Axe Law Hour with Danny Abir and me, Lorraine Love, on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Belinda Collins, live on the scene of a recent kitchen fire. Here to describe the event, a refrigerator.
I was just chilling, keeping some lettuce and dairy products cold, when the toaster starts shooting sparks. Next thing I know, he lit a cabinet on fire.
Did you try and stop the flames?
I'm a refrigerator, not a fireman.
Your refrigerator can't help with a kitchen fire, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Go to geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Hooray! Your holiday shopping's done. You killed it. You got deals on gifts for everyone from Nana to your nephew to your neighbor's cat. And of course, you absolutely totally got everything you wanted for yourself. There's nothing else you could possibly think of getting. But did you check eBay? Check eBay Fashion and get unmissable deals on all the styles you really wanted this holiday season. Like up to 70% off the hottest fashion brands like Adidas, Steve Madden, and Calvin Klein. eBay end of season sale going on now. eBay. Fill your cart with color.
I'm Grant Langston, the new CEO of eHarmony. If you're online dating and looking for love, you're probably tired of the lazy text messages, dead-end conversations, and matches that never turn into dates. If that's you, it's time to try eHarmony. Dating apps of one kind or another have been around a long time, but at the end of the day, they're just virtual bars where no one ever buys you a drink. eHarmony's different. We're built to help you have a better relationship, and we do that with 17 years of research and experience. eHarmony's gotten really good at bringing compatible people together. People that want the same things you do and are ready for a real relationship. Hey, it can be fun to play around with online dating apps, but when you're ready to fall in love with someone and have a meaningful relationship, there's one app that's built to bring you real love, eHarmony. Go to eHarmony.com today and get a month free when you buy a 3-month plan. Use code DATE. eHarmony.com, use code DATE.
Have you recently had significant damages resulting from rain, wind, fire damage, or even a pipe burst in your home or place of business? How about vandalism? Is your property insurance company refusing to pay you a fair compensation to repair these damages? Let the attorneys at Abir, Cohen, Trezon, and Salo put a stop to insurance company abuse. Axe Law will take immediate action for you. Call them now at 833-AXE-LAW for a free consultation. That's 833-AXE-LAW. 833-228-7 529.
Picture this. It's Monday afternoon and you're at Domino's buying a large 3-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee $7.99 plus tax, of course. Now, picture this. It's Friday and you're at Domino's buying a large 3-topping pizza. You give the Domino's employee more than you paid Monday.
You feel bamboozled.
But then, you hear this.
Domino's extended its $7.99 large 3-topping carryout deal to all day, every day.
And so you danced and ate Domino's. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, and charges may vary.
Results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services. If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. With one call to WAL, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Call 800-727-0433. That's 800-727-0433.
Has rain, wind, fire, or floods damaged your property? The attorneys from Axe Law are here to help you act now at 800-222-5222.
This is Talk Radio 790 KAVC. Welcome back to the Axe Law Hour. Heard every Saturday at noon, providing you with solid information from our good friends at the Axe Law Firm. That's A-C-T-S Law. Find him at axelaw.com. And if you have any questions or if you're looking for any advice, go ahead and give us a call at 800-222-5222. I'm Lorraine Love, along with your host, Danny Abir.
Okay, so you want to take a guess or you want me to take a guess?
About what?
What is the most searched term in 2017?
The most popular search. Okay, so what came up first? What do you think everybody searched for more than anything else for 2017?
Other than Christmas presents.
Yes.
Wait, in the United States or just in general?
In the United States.
In the United States?
According to USA Today.
Would it have to do political or non-political?
Just the most popular search.
The most popular
search. The number one.
Wow.
Funny enough, it's not political.
It's not? Well, now you threw me for a spin. I have no idea.
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
A university in Miami has that as their logo or as their name, like the USC Trojans, the Miami Hurricanes.
Hurricane
Irma.
That was the number one
most popular search in 2017.
I wonder why.
Probably people wanting to know.
Everybody wanted to know what was going on. Irma, Harvey, Jose, all of them. Mm-hmm. These hurricanes were, I think, one of the biggest events of 2017.
Yeah, actually, that makes sense.
Yeah, and that with global warming, which I do believe in, hint, hint, but with global warming, I think 2018 is going to be, basically natural disasters and these kind of events are going to happen more and more in the years to come. So I think there are legal ramifications and particular insurance ramifications.
100%.
Go see Alex.
Yeah, go see.
I'm throwing all these subliminal things in there so that people,
I noticed that, Danny. I like it.
Insurance, hashtag go see Alex.
They're going to be sleeping tonight and it's going to be going in their head. They're going to say, go see Alex.
And then on Tuesday, right after New Year, you're going to have so many people standing in line to see who this Alex person is.
You just like seeing me work. That's what it is.
He likes you working 24/7. Yeah,
apparently so.
So let's talk about now, I'm trying to make this show, since it's the last show of the year, a little more fun and interactive as opposed to just legal. But let's talk about the insurance ramifications of hurricanes. We have the wildfires in Southern California.
Correct.
It's not the most searched term, but along with hurricanes, it's one of the things that had damaged a lot of property.
Yeah.
In 2017, and since your expertise is insurance law and property, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
For sure. Hurricanes, is it any better than fires?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of interesting. And I wonder if the fires would have happened earlier, if that would have been one of the most popular searches. But because it's only been a few months of 2017, it could be.
But, those hurricanes devastated, a few states. And a few states, and it displaced a lot more people. Is it any better than fires? No. No natural disaster is better than the other. They're equally bad.
Right.
In different ways.
And they're all equally covered.
Hurricanes and, wind, hail, hurricanes, they're covered. I've had a lot of, hurricane claims in the past and hail claims, but these particular storms, I've had a lot of my friends who are adjusters, independently adjust these claims, and the stories that they've shared with me and the impact that it has on people is horrific.
Now the fires that we had locally, Is that the worst that you've seen since you've been practicing law, as far as devastation for so many in the area?
Yeah, in the area.
Yeah.
In the area. But hurricanes. Hurricanes are absolutely covered. And just like fires, you know, right. Occupants are displaced. Mm-hmm. Their contents are damaged. And the most important thing is that's why you got to have everything on a cloud. No paperwork. We're in a digital era now. And
so much different, right?
It's very different now.
Back in the day, fires, it was like, make sure you grab the photos. Make sure you grab the box of photos. Now the photos are...
They're all up in the cloud.
Right.
And, you know, those are your most prized possessions because people's photos and mm-hmm. albums. So, you know, for hurricane claims, just like for fire claims, you always have to take a look at your policy.
Right. It goes back to that, right?
It always goes back to that.
Make sure you have enough coverage.
You always have to have mm-hmm. enough coverage for that. There are people that have suffered partial damage.
Right.
From hurricanes, like their roof has been entirely blown off, but then they get subsequent rain in and it damages all their contents. Mm-hmm. So you have to have enough content coverage. And there's some people that their houses are floating down the street and there's nothing left of it.
Right.
So how do you prove to an insurance company what you had?
Right.
That's where I always say documentation is key.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid of documenting or photo obtaining or videographing all your contents, okay, and parking it on the cloud. And knowing what contents you had and what condition your home was in is critical when it comes to a post adjustment of a hurricane or a fire claim.
Right.
Because now you have the entire video to show, number mm-hmm. one, what you own and what the finishes were in your house and stuff like that, so you can be able to get the maximum amount under your insurance policy.
So when something like this happens and you do a claim, do you have to have pictures? Do you have to have receipts? I mean, obviously the receipts would probably pretty much be gone.
It's an excellent question.
What do you have to have and do?
A lot of, first of all, again, all this depends on the language of the policy.
Okay.
So first and foremost, I'm a contract lawyer, in other words.
Right.
Okay. In the specific area of insurance. So, I understand insurance policies. Our firm understands how to read, interpret insurance policies and, the intent of it, the meaning of it.
Right.
So you have to look at things from a contractual point of view. Does mm-hmm. the policy require you to submit receipts? Okay, a lot of people don't have
that.
Receipts.
Right, it states that in the policy?
If it doesn't state it,
uh-huh.
then it's not a requirement.
Okay.
Okay, so you can't impose that obligation. A lot of adjusters make that mistake and they say, show us proof of your receipt. Okay?
Right.
Well, people don't keep receipts, number one.
Right. And what if it's a family heirloom?
What if it's been passed down mm-hmm. to you? Okay? A family heirloom.
Yeah.
Exactly. You don't have receipts for those. You're not going to have, you're not going to have something like that. So it's based, it's your ward that you had that. So I'm saying eliminate this. Okay. Let's videograph everything.
Yeah.
Eliminate it. Why have that dispute with the insurance companies?
Right. Okay? Just take pictures, video it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Video it. And that's like your number one documentation. But again, going back to receipts. So I have a lot of insurance adjusters come back. Where's the receipt for that? Where's the receipt for that? Where does the policy say you require receipts?
Right.
Okay. There's different ways of showing proof of ownership.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One of it is, like, for example, I have the warranty papers.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I have the box.
Right.
I'm just using this as an example.
Right, right.
Okay. Or, hey, here's a photo of it
mm-hmm.
that I have it.
And do they usually take a photo? If they need a receipt, that's it. They need a receipt, or will they?
No, they have to accept that as a fact. Otherwise, you're basically insinuating that the policyholder is committing fraud.
Okay.
Well, is that what you're saying? I need to know that.
Right.
You know, basically, you're not taking my word for it.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, are you insinuating that I'm not telling the truth, or I'm submitting something fraudulent? So you have to push it to that level.
Okay.
Well, what is the answer? Yes or no?
Right.
Okay. So, and then you dot, and the best thing that you can do as an attorney for those practicing law in this particular area is document that.
Okay.
So, these claim files have to be filled with exactly what happened in the scenario to understand what the conduct of the insurance company was.
Okay.
So that, on hurricane claims, yes, it's majorly devastating. You have to relocate. So relocation coverage is absolutely covered, but it's covered up to a certain limit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's either by time or by numerical dollars. Like they'll tell you a dollar amount, and that would be the finite amount.
So when you say a dollar amount, it's based on your policy. So $200 a night, $100 a night.
It won't break it down like that. It'll give you a, like you have $100,000 coverage for, like living expenses.
Okay.
For example.
Okay. So if you're displaced, you have X amount of dollars.
X amount of dollars available, but it's the shortest amount of time to reasonably conduct repairs. So if it takes like 3 months, 4 months for you to repair your residence,
uh-huh.
it's whatever the fair rental value of your own home is, or what it would take to restore your ordinary standard of living.
Right.
Okay. And they would pay equivalent to that.
So
up
now,
to the limit.
When it's like a situation with a hurricane or a fire, when a lot of people are displaced, how do people find places to live and go?
It's very hard. And that's why there was so much news about this situation,
right,
where you see like renters were escalating their rents,
mm-hmm.
and the government got involved and said, hey, you cannot escalate rent during people's hard times, because
yeah,
that's like taking advantage of
somebody when they're down.
Exactly. But
that's horrible.
It is horrible. But like, you see all these like hotel rooms filled, apartments, all these places,
right,
in the outskirts, now renting to those people in need. So it starts driving prices up.
Right.
There was a movement about not moving, not increasing your rent because it's
okay.
a time of disaster and you can't do that.
Right.
So a lot of interesting stuff happened. I can see why hurricanes would be a number one search.
I
make sense.
I agree.
So when we come back
okay.
after this break,
yes,
we'll talk about the second most searched topic.
Ooh, second most.
Which is surprising, actually. I thought
really?
It would have been something else, but we can talk about that after we come back from this break and see what kind of legal ramifications that one has.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will continue our conversation about the year in review 2017 with our guest lawyer, Alex Cohen. If you have any questions, go ahead and give us a call. We would love to talk to you. If you have any comments or concerns, 800-222-5222. You're listening to the Axe Law Hour with Danny Avere and me, Lorraine Love, on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
So, you've managed to avoid Santa's naughty list.
Wow, just what I've always wanted.
Now after you say,
thank you,
make sure you say,
Alexa, enable the KABC AM skill.
Okay, here's Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News Update. I'm Gary Garrison. A female LAPD officer remains hospitalized today after she was shot and wounded in one of her legs in the Westlake District last night in what police are describing as an ambush attack. A South L.A. man has been arrested in connection with a prank swatting incident which led to a Kansas man's death. 25-year-old Tyler Barris was also responsible for a 2015 bomb threat which forced the evacuation of KABC-TV. Recreational marijuana becomes legal in California on New Year's Day, and Queen Elizabeth is granting knighthoods to Beatles drummer Ringo Starr and Bee Gees co-founder Barry Gibb for the new year. KABC SoCal weather, sunny skies, highs in the mid-60s to mid-70s, partly cloudy New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. More news coming up and continuous coverage at KABC.com. I'm Gary Garrison, Talk Radio 790 KABC News.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applauds your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit Geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
For many businesses, hiring is tough. You want access to highly qualified candidates fast. And you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering 6 times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Has rain, wind, fire, or floods damaged your property? The attorneys from Axe Law are here to help you act now at 800-222-5222.
This is Talk Radio 790 KAVC. Welcome back to the Axe Law Hour. Heard every Saturday at noon, providing you with solid information from our good friends at the Axe Law Firm. That's A-C-T-S Law. You can find them at axelaw.com. And if you have any questions or you're looking for any advice, I keep getting people calling in at 800-222-5222. They're all trying to guess what the number 2 most Googled year in review is. So I'm Lorraine Love along with your host, Danny Abir. So we are taking calls on that. People are cracking me up.
This is funny. What number 2 is actually depends on what you look at. If you look at USA Today, it says one thing. If you go by Google, it's something different.
Okay.
Oh. Our engineer is checking his phone trying to figure out if he can. He knows the answer. But before we go there, right, let's keep people in suspense a little bit. That's number 2.
Okay.
We just heard while we were on break, on the little news break, about legalization of marijuana in California.
Yes.
Now,
oh,
it's
yes.
not a national thing.
No.
But there are a lot of legal ramifications when it comes to legalization of marijuana in California.
Huge.
There are a lot that have to do with property insurance, funny enough. But overall, this is a new area of law because obviously it wasn't legal in California before. So there's going to be a lot of different things that interpretation of law. Right now, the only law that there is would be federal law, but in the federal law, marijuana is illegal.
Right. So that's what everybody keeps saying. There's like a big, huge discrepancy, right? So if you do it here in California, the federal government could still step in. Is that right?
Yes.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
So I have a friend who knows a friend. I'm not going to give any names, but they have a marijuana dispensary, whatever, and they can't even open a bank account to deposit the money in.
That's correct.
Because it's federal.
Because it's federal.
Yes.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. It's so crazy. And you can still get in trouble federally.
Correct.
But it doesn't make any sense to me.
Nothing makes sense.
So break it down for me, Alex.
First of all, going about the cash, yes, marijuana is a cash industry.
Right.
And people are taking cash home. And then when you want to pay the IRS and the government, you have to pay it in cash, and they accept it in cash.
Is it a cash business because cash is green and marijuana is green?
Yeah.
Is that the reason?
Well, to me, it doesn't make any sense being cash. I thought the whole reason they wanted to have marijuana legal is so that it increases
tax,
right?
Well, now they're going to tax it, so don't worry about it.
So no more cash.
Depends. I don't know. People may still require cash.
How can they regulate
it? It's going to be highly regulated.
Now, as of January 1st. Okay.
Absolutely.
Hold on one second. Do you know what's so interesting? We were just talking about taxing it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. The new tax bill doesn't address this, obviously, but think about this. Marijuana is legalized in California. The state of California can legally tax the sale of marijuana because it's legal.
Yes.
Can the federal government charge you taxes for doing something illegal?
I don't claim to be a tax attorney. I
Things
don't
that
even
make you
get
go,
it. I mean, this is, again, yeah, despite the legalization of medical marijuana use in 29 states, marijuana remains a scheduled 1 banned controlled substance under federal controlled law. So there is a discrepancy between federal and state law.
Right.
Okay. And, so it's because of that, it creates a lot of inconsistencies mm-hmm. in the law. And there's also inconsistencies between state laws, about this topic.
Okay.
So, state to state, courts are coming out with different, results and outcomes in litigation, even, pertaining to insurance law. Okay, and it all depends. Like, for example, what is the insurable interest? There was one case in Hawaii, for example, that went up, and the policyholder was saying, I had 12 of my marijuana bushes stolen, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And in Hawaii, that particular case came against her, even though it was insured, because they said you don't have any insurable interest in the products because it's illegal to begin with.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. So
it's legal in Hawaii.
Yeah, but so that particular issue came out from an insurance perspective as not an insurable interest. Then what is it that the insurance company right. is insuring? But so now there's like policies that are written prior to legalization that were going in one direction in terms of the law. And now policies are going to have to be rewritten to take into account new law.
And so you said 29 states it's legal?
Yes.
Wow.
So, so it's going to be pretty darn interesting because, you know,
one of the things, for example, you had a landlord. I'm sorry, I jumped in the middle of it, but you have landlords
right.
that are renting spaces to marijuana dispensaries,
right?
And then you have in their policy, they have something like the insurance company saying if you do anything illegal or if it's in an illegal activity, they would not cover it if there are damages from an illegal activity,
right?
And but this is something that we've actually had at the office where
right.
We've had. The insured calling us saying, well, we have damages as a result of this, and the insurance company is not willing to honor the policy.
It's crazy.
So now that January 1st it's all going to be legal, then that clause would go away, right?
Well, first of all, you're presuming it's a normal type of insurance. It's not. It's different. It's a whole new industry that has to be written up. They can take the platform of certain policies uh-huh. and recreate it, okay, but the laws are very different. I mean, the product is very different mm-hmm. from, I mean, you know, when you talk about property damage, there are different elements. If you're a cultivator, what is it that you're insuring? Like, you can insure the seeds,
right?
The clones, the seedlings. Okay, then it goes into a different process called the vegetative plants, and then that turns into the flower. All of these are different aspects that has to be insured separately
right.
under these policies. Harvested plants and then the finished stock. So insurance policies talk about finished mm-hmm. stock. Okay,
right.
So it's a different element. It's a different growth process, and it depends at what stage is this particular seed growing
right.
for it to be insured. So
wow.
that's from the cultivation side.
Yeah, that's okay? just one part of it.
I mean, that's just property damage. Then there's like theft. Theft occurs
oh,
in
yeah.
these, and again, these, when as of 2018, when this stuff becomes legal, cannabis becomes legal, the government is going to heavily regulate how many seeds you're actually growing. So everything is very transparent. You're going to have to show everything because it has to be taxed properly.
Okay, so, I mean, I haven't really researched this, but so are you going to be able to walk into a liquor store and be able to buy?
Not a liquor store. It has to be
licensed.
They have to be registered for, I guess, recreational use.
Okay.
And you have to get the license for it. I don't claim to be the attorney for that.
Right, right.
Okay, I only deal with the insurance aspect of mm-hmm. it. But again, the regulations are heavy. You have to know, like, what city, what county, where it allows you to do this. There's a whole process, application process and all that you have to go through. And it's not easy, by the
right.
way. So, that's at a different situation. But again, like Danny said, the property owners, you know,
right.
what are they in the risk of if they're renting their place?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know,
what if somebody had a 5-year lease and they're 1 year into it and now they're going to add and start selling marijuana because it's legal? What happens then? I mean,
like in the middle of the lease, yeah. they switch businesses.
Yeah.
You would have to actually probably, when you're in that type of a lease agreement, you have to have the consent of the landlord
mm-hmm.
because you can't just say, I'm sure the landlord is going to agree if I switch businesses now and go into a different business. It doesn't work that way.
Right. Yeah. Nope. Time out.
No, but the landlord that has the land and, you know, their property is going to be at a higher risk
right.
for potential theft,
vandalism,
yeah. uh-huh. fire, because
mm-hmm.
you're going to need to bring in lots of lights to,
right.
you know, to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of circuits that have to be, you know, your whole electrical system changes. So the increase of fire happens.
Right.
So you have to be adequately insured, whether you're the tenant okay, or the owner-occupier who owns the place and also has
right,
the business.
The landlord, right.
So there's a lot of things to take into consideration when it comes to insuring in 2018, the marijuana industry.
Hmm. Interesting.
Very interesting. This, I think this is going to be so interesting what happens in the next few weeks once it becomes legal.
I think my crystal ball says...
Oh, yes, let's hear it.
At the end of 2018...
That will be the number one
most
searched. That'll
be the number one searched.
Probably will be.
I went to
Amsterdam a few months ago, and it was crazy because you could literally walk into any store. You could walk in anywhere, all over, and they just were selling marijuana everywhere. And it was so bizarre, like, to be able to go, oh, is this a candy or is this a marijuana candy? Oh, is this, you know, and it's...
That's going
to
be scary.
It's scary. It really is, because they really do try to make them look like stuff fun for kids,
right.
Gummy bears.
Well,
and,
you know, actually, that brings another issue into perspective, because this is considered a product.
Right.
So if it's not labeled correctly,
mm-hmm.
okay, the distributor... or manufacturer or anyone in the chain can be liable for product liability.
Okay.
So, you know, so if you're selling it, you're going to need liability insurance as well, because
wow.
there's potentials. There's, you know, edible consumption, and, you know, it affects because you're ingesting it now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There has to be proper labeling involved.
When you ingest, like, yeah.
Does it use pesticide? Does it
right.
not? There's so much that's going to go in this, and the industry as a whole is going to change and transform.
So, you know, if you've been listening to this show, as Lorraine knows, I love segues.
Right, you do.
He talked about product liability. So
oh,
we're going to talk about product liability. When we come back after this break, about an item that's not on the list of most search terms in terms of an event, but it is a product liability issue that has a lot of legal ramifications, and we may have a result for it, consequences, and figure out what's going to happen to it at the end in 2018. And then we'll also talk about the second most searched event in Google in 2017.
Okay, sounds good. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will continue our conversation about 2017 year in review with our guest lawyer, Alex Cohen. Call us at 800-222-5222. If you have any questions, you're listening to the Axe Law Hour with Danny Abir and me, Lorraine Love, on Talk Radio 790 KAVC.
Have you recently had significant damages resulting from rain, wind, fire damage, or even a pipe burst in your home or place of business? How about vandalism? Is your property insurance company refusing to pay you a fair compensation to repair these damages? Let the attorneys at Abir, Cohen, Trezon, and Salo put a stop to insurance company abuse. Axe Law will take immediate action for you. Call them now at 833-AXE-LAW for a free consultation. That's 833-AXE-LAW. 833-228-7555.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I'm 19 years old, and this is how I live United. I've always been kind of a computer geek, and I found a way to use those skills to help the homeless in my community. For people facing hard times, computer skills and a basic resume are so important. It may seem like a small thing, but it makes a huge difference in people's lives. So with United Way, I created a program where I work with the homeless. Together, we go through their whole job history, write a resume, and then save it on the very own USB drive. We provide workbooks and training certificates. I even budgeted for cupcakes so we can celebrate as a class when one of our people gets a job. That's huge. When somebody says, "Hey man, that job that you helped me apply for, I got it." That's what living United feels like to me. My name is Dale Pazinski. I help people achieve financial independence. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Howdy folks, it's me, Colonel Sanders. My KFC $20 fill-up includes a whole bucket of delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, two sides of mashed potatoes and gravy, coleslaw, and four flaky biscuits for just $20. It'll feed four people. And it comes with a free bucket. And every time you use that bucket, you'll be reminded of how delicious that meal was. Now that's value. KFC, it's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time, prices may vary. Tax extra. Extra charge for breast piece and side item substitution may apply. Offer includes 8-piece chicken, 3 large sides, 4 biscuits.
Welcome back to the Axe Law Hour, helping you stop insurance company abuse at 800-222-5222.
This is Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome back to the Axe Law Hour. Heard every Saturday at noon, providing you with solid information from our good friends at the Axe Law Firm. That's A-C-T-S Law. You can find them at axelaw.com. And if you have any questions or you're looking for any advice, or if you think you know what the number two most Googled search is in 2017, give us a call. Our number is 800-222-5222. I'm Lorraine Love, along with our host, Danny Abir.
So Alex talked about product liability,
yeah.
And I can't not talk about product liability.
Sure.
The biggest product liability case, at least for us, aside from suing Apple for the dumb phones that are giving us problems. It's giving me problems.
Me too.
Yesterday he was calling me and I couldn't pick up. My phone didn't ring. My wife is texting me. I'm not getting my text.
That's exactly what's happened to me. And people are like, what do you mean? I called you. I'm like, I swear, look at my phone.
It doesn't ring.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I have a seven.
And
mine's
so
like just a year old.
So I'm actually, one of the things I'm doing today after the show, I'm going to go directly to the Apple store and I'm going to give them a piece of my mind.
Yeah.
But that's one of the product liability cases and events of 2017 on the tail end of it. But another one was Nutribullet.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
We now have over 55 clients.
You're kidding
that
me.
That we represent who have been injured, significant injuries.
Right.
And we've rejected cases with small injuries basically various times. During Christmas holidays, I got 5 calls with people having been injured during Christmas cooking and using the Nutribullet, which exploded in their faces.
Oh, my gosh. I was at a friend's
really
house on Christmas Eve dropping off gifts and stuff, and I saw the Nutribullet, and I said, oh, my God, you can't use that. Do you use it? And they go, oh, gosh, we heard that there's problems, but we've used it for a year and a half. I'm like, then stop.
Oh,
it happens usually after it's been used daily for that length of time. Give it to me, you know? And they said, oh, no, but that's only when you use hot stuff. We don't use hot stuff. I'm like, oh, my
gosh.
It's not true. You guys, I promise you,
give me
the Nutribullet, please. So people have a lot of misconceptions when it comes to the Nutribullet.
Yeah, I've had Magic Bullet, people who've been hurt by Magic Bullet exploding on them, Baby Bullet exploding on them, the 600, the 900. And the thing to remember, and again, we're trying to say, we say knowledge is power and power is knowledge. So
let's educate
give you knowledge and educate you on the dangers of it. What it is what's happening is that people are using the Nutribullet and depending on how long you've used it, depends on what you're putting in there. It doesn't matter if it's hot or cold. We've had people who've actually put cold stuff in there, like a lady who was making her smoothie, the same morning smoothie she makes every single day, and it exploded on her, giving her second-degree burns.
Yeah, it's so sad.
We've had people who have had their fingers sliced, their hands basically lacerated,
nerve damage.
One lady's had how many surgeries?
Oh my
five.
God.
Another one we have who's had 6.
Yeah.
And this is something to be definitely cautious about.
Right.
If you're using it personally, I think, did you finally throw yours away?
I did.
Good.
I did.
Me too.
To the extent that I would be very cautious.
Mm-hmm.
That's the
Agreed.
Main thing. And the company's been saying that it's user error, but even their own tests show that, at a minimum, their test shows that when you blend water, just water, I think their test showed five or six minutes, the Nutribullet explodes.
Oh, my gosh.
Just from water. So that's something that you have to be aware of and be careful. So,
scary stuff.
It is. Be careful. I mean, our tests show 5 minutes with water.
Yeah.
When it explodes.
Right.
And that's a lot of people just, you know, in injuries that we have. There's others.
55.
Yeah.
55.
I mean, that's a lot.
That's just, that is a lot. I mean, if you remember when we started, it was 22.
Right.
We started with 2 years ago. And it is now 55, and this is just, we're just one law firm.
And unfortunately, it's growing.
Yeah. It seems to, again, five over the Christmas weekend
alone.
and different types of injuries, either burns or lacerations. It's just something that I wanted to throw in there. As I think you mentioned product liability in 2017. I think that is a, considering the fact that the company has sold 40 million units of this, I think that's a pretty big news for 2017 for a product of this magnitude to be blowing up at this rate.
And for, 40 million, what is our population in the U.S.? Is it 300?
300 million.
300 million. So one out of seven people have it.
One out of seven people in the U.S. But the 40 million, I believe, is worldwide. I don't believe it's just in the U.S.
Oh, is it?
But,
okay.
Yeah, but the point is, I mean, we had a call this past week from someone who got injured, and she is in the burn unit in Australia.
Oh, no.
And she is keeping her there because the burns are that significant. So this is, and I had one in Puerto Rico.
Oh, wow.
A gentleman, and I sent you the pictures, Alex.
Yeah.
So sad.
He was making oatmeal for his son, and it blew up on him, and the burns are
horrific.
Insane.
I've seen it. It's bad. I have it on my phone. I see it.
Yeah. Oh, that's so sad.
It's a reminder. Yeah.
So, I mean, and if you figure 55, I mean, that's, you know, almost five a month that you're getting,
yeah,
case-wise.
Yeah.
I mean, that's significant.
So that's something to something to be cautious about. So going back to number two, most Google search term.
Drum roll.
Drum roll, please.
So if you go on what I gathered, it was the event that took place on October 1st where a gunman opened fire from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas shooting.
Killing 58 people and injuring more than 500 at a country music festival.
Yeah.
The Las Vegas shooting. That was the number two most searched, according to Google, in 2017. The legal ramifications of that case, and we have a few clients for that case. There are other law firms who are following it. We believe that the concert promoter, as well as Mandalay Bay, have responsibility for a number of things that took place.
Oh, really? Okay.
When I talked to a group of clients and prospective clients, basically they said that they were there, and the stories made me tear up.
Really?
I mean, unbelievable what they went through. One of our one of our clients is a police officer, a Los Angeles police officer, and him and his wife and his friends were at the concert, and they were towards the front, and they start hearing pops, and the other people they were with, they said that they thought it's basically fireworks or something like that, and the cops said that no, I immediately realized that it's sound of guns.
Right.
So they were looking around, and then his wife looks to her side and sees someone who was shot, and there was blood splattered on her.
Oh, no.
Right.
And it was horrific what they went through. I think thanks to the gentleman that is our client and the husband of this woman, a group of people survived and were able to get away because his basically vision, being a police officer and training, helped him a lot in being able to get that group out of there.
Thank God.
But the liability aspects are are some of the following. For example, this man who, the gunman, was given access to a freight elevator, service elevator, to go up and down because of the fact that he's a high roller.
Right.
Right.
I'm sorry. I don't care if you're a high roller. I mean, you shouldn't be allowed to go into a service elevator.
No.
By the way, what high roller do you know
wants to go up and down a service elevator? They want to go, you know.
They want, like, plush.
Where the action
is. They want plush luxury type of thing, not service elevator, which kind of gave him the opportunity to take all this ammunition up to the room.
Yeah. In like golf bags.
Correct.
Plus, wouldn't he like not let him in the hotel for five days?
4 days.
Oh, four days. Okay.
He had a do not disturb on his door, which later when they in an interview with Steve Wynn, Steve Wynn says, we would never let
more than 48,
4 days.
Right?
Yeah. So that was one. He had cameras looking through the corridors and
like, that to me is insane.
Yeah,
how do you install something like that and without the hotel knowing? And you're talking about Las Vegas. I mean, this is a place that there were two police officers in that group that I spoke to, and the other one said this to me, and I 100% agree. He said This is Las Vegas. Every single thing that you do in a casino is being filmed.
Right.
Yeah, the eye in the sky.
They have the eye in the sky. How do you get away with in the corridors putting that? And we have 2 minutes before the show's over, and we'll do a countdown to the year end, I guess. But the one thing that I wanted to say is then you go to the promoter, and he said that there were 26,000 people in this cramped up place. There were children allowed in this concert.
Right, and three and over, right?
Yeah, and the number of emergency exits were so little that people had to climb over walls and fences, and they got hurt trying to get over that.
Right.
And that's something else that potentially puts liability on behalf of the promoter, liability on behalf of Mandalay Bay. And while it doesn't make the event go away, it doesn't erase it from history, a lot of these people lost loved ones. A lot of them are scarred for life. I mean, I'm telling you, it was painful listening to this from the people who were describing it. So it's something that I think will be prosecuted. It will be litigated in 2018, and I think we'll have a lot more information on it.
Yeah.
So having said that,
I
want to thank my partner Alex for a wonderful 2017.
Thank you.
Want to thank Lorraine for being my partner on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Wish a very, very happy new year with health and success and peace for all our listeners in 2018.
Right back at you. You too.
And thank you so much to all our listeners and Lorraine Love and my partner Danny Abier for the same. We'll wish everyone a wonderful 2018.
Yes. Thanks so much for listening to the Axe Law Hour today. Knowledge is power, and power is knowledge. And we hope that we have empowered you today. You can find us at axelaw.com. That's ACTSlaw.com. And thank you to Danny and Alex. Happy, happy 2018 to both of you. And we hope you, our listeners, have a wonderful 2018. I'm Lorraine Love on Talk Radio 790 KAVC.
This show furnished by Abier, Cohen, Trezon, and Sallow.